From the Institute for Family Studies, the myth of the lazy father. Yeah, this has become very common of late. Past 20 years, really. Women running around talking about how the husband doesn't do anything in the house. I'm home all day, cooking and cleaning and washing clothes on a rock in the backyard in the river. Pounding them close. Nah, you're throwing them in a washing machine, sweetheart. And the kids are at school, so you really don't have very much to do, and the house is probably a mess anyway, which is why you want him to do more housework when he gets home, because you don't do very much while you're home, which is the whole day. Or you work, and he works, but he makes more money, so again, you should be doing more housework than him. Now, how much housework if you both work? That's something you should negotiate before you even consider getting married. Okay, I make 75 grand, you make 40. Okay, you do 75% of the housework, I'll do 25. But what if they both make about the same amount, but his job is much more difficult, much more physically strenuous? You then come to some kind of different agreement because you're sitting in an office all day shuffling papers and he's out there hauling bags of cement and bricks on his back like some coolie in China. So there's lots of different aspects that you have to look at within the context of a specific situation to determine who's going to do what at home and how much of those household responsibilities is going to fall on the woman, how much on the man. It's not just a straight down the middle, even if they're both making about the same amount of money, unless you both literally have the same friggin' jobs. And even then, there's some tasks that women are better suited to. Roles in the home that fall to the nurturing type of tasks. But anyway, it has been spread for decades now that fathers are just plain lazy. They come home and they flop down in their chair and they fall asleep. You know, I remember when I was a kid, my father would do just that. But we had that kind of situation where he was a mechanic. He would go out. He would work. He would just kill himself. He was a big fat slob, too, who drank daily. So that didn't help. But he would collapse. He would pass out in his lazy boy until dinner. And then he'd go and, collapse back in the lazy boy. And by the way, our house was a mess. It wasn't like a roach-infested dump, but, if we wanted to have guests over, we had to spend hours cleaning. So my mother wasn't the most attentive, house mother, because she did work as well, but she made less. But he was not lazy. He just did more work. His job was harder, and he brought home more money. And, of course, we're talking about people that, were born in the late 30s, early 40s, were very traditional household. So I don't know that it would have mattered if they both made the same amount of cashola. I think she'd have still been doing what little housework she actually did. But it's become this kind of trope where men are a joke. We know, we watch TV, we saw Everybody Loves Raymond, we saw all the TV shows making fathers into the butt of the joke, right? And this is just, it's just gotten worse and worse and worse. Of course, men are always to blame and women are always to complain. They're the big whiner, naggy babies, and it's all myth, though. It's all BS. Total complete BS, of course, as almost everything at FNSA is. Anyway, before I get into this article, I'd like those of you out there that like and appreciate my content, go check out my social media links you'll find in the description for this video. Also, could use your help. Check out my GoFundMe in the description. You'll find a link there if you want to know what I'm talking about. And consider subscribing. And without further ado, let's see what this story's about. Okay. So we got a father on the ground with a son. So he's doing the more rough and tumble play while the mom stands by watching, of course, to make sure he doesn't kill the kid because we men are horrible, evil monsters, of course. So you've probably heard a lot of complaints about dads over the past few years, the past few decades, getting tired of it. We fathers are not pulling our weight around the house. Yeah. You know what? This never made any sense to me. Because what I could say the same thing about the woman. She's not pulling her weight around the office. What do you mean? Well, I go to work every day and I don't see my wife there helping me. I mean, I don't understand this. If you're a stay-at-home wife, which I'm assuming is the case here, what they're referring to, which isn't very common anymore, the hell are you complaining about? Why don't you go to his job? He could say the same thing. Poor mom is stuck working a second shift. Oh, here we go. Okay, so the working, all right, they're talking about the working mother. All right. I should have kept reading. I interrupt too much. Oh, boy, I assume too much. Is stuck working a second shift, doing more than her share of household chores, even after a full day at the office. Okay, at the office, yeah. Let's be honest here, ladies. You're not very good at dealing with stress. Because if you were, the actual work you're doing is you're just moving papers around. Where's the work? You're not doing very much work, ladies. Men are still doing the majority of the real actual work, okay? So shut up. In fact, even good dads aren't so good after all. Oh, really? Is that what defines a good dad? What defines a good... Okay, all right. So he's supposed to be helping around the house since both of you are now bringing home the bacon. Uh-huh, okay. How much help should he be giving? In fact, even good dads, yeah, not so good after all, and don't deserve the praise that is apparently heaped on them. Where's this praise at? I don't see it. I see a lot of attacks. I see a lot of criticism. I don't see praise. Whenever they are seen in public with 50 feet of their kids, within 50 feet of their kids, yeah, come on. Nobody is, nobody's saying that father, no, nobody is praising fathers. What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. Highlights among married couples living together with kids. If anything, it's dads who do more work in total. Okay, well, I don't need highlights, okay? I can read the whole article, or can I? Wait, what? Is there, okay, yeah. And on Father's Day, allow me to dig into the data on how parents spend their time. And to bring to light a side of it that few seem willing to discuss. It's a side that makes dads look good. That's a rarity. Is it really going to do that? You get my hopes up and you're just going to pull the rug out from under me? My core points are these. Among married couples living together with kids, if anything, it's dads who do more work in total. Adding up paid work, housework, childcare, and even shopping. Right. Paid work? You're not getting paid for... I mean, I guess you're getting paid in fulfillment for household chores, but you're not getting paid in the sense of money. Moms do work more in some specific circumstances, yeah, which they complain about endlessly. Of course, we know they would complain regardless. But the data acquits fathers as a group of the slacking charges so frequently leveled against them. Furthermore, the biggest complaint that is actually consistent with the numbers that moms and dads do different blends of homework and paid work is not necessarily a problem at all. Oh, I see. So paid work in regards to like their actual job, they do more work, period. Yeah, but we know that. That's part of why the wage gap that isn't a wage gap, but instead is an earnings gap exists. Yeah, there is no wage gap. Men just work more. And they do harder jobs, and more difficult jobs, and more dangerous jobs, which tend to pay more money. But anyway, don't tell effinists that. Yeah, I'll call you a misogynist. Further, the biggest complaint, I lost my spot, sorry. That moms and dads do different blends of homework and paid work is not necessarily a problem at all, and to insist otherwise is to devalue parents' own preferences. Yeah. Those preferences are evil if they're coming from a man. Didn't you know that? Who works more? Well, we know who works more. Come on. Are you kidding me? I'll start with a fact that has been reported several times, yet mysteriously has never inspired think pieces in mainstream media outlets. Of course not. Of course not. Who spends the money? Women. Who makes the money? Men. They only care about who spends it, not who makes it. They also care about the people who are the most easily influenced by propaganda. And that's a woman. So, guys, now you know why you're being ignored. You don't spend the money, and you're too frugal, and you're not so easily influenced and manipulated by the media and academia and the government. So you're not a useful enough idiot. Combining housework, of course, that's changing, unfortunately, as more men embrace emotionality over logic. Combining housework, child care, paid work, dads put in just as much time as moms do. In fact, a little more. Well, there you go. Pew Research Center found that in 2011. 2011? You got to go back 14 years? Jeez. American Time Use Survey, though gap of just 53 hours per week, but men do more. Why don't we start talking about that, huh, mainstream media? That wouldn't be kissing women's butts. And again, in 2016, 61 versus 57. Oh, so the men's amount of work went up. So did women's, but the differential increased. And a joint panel of the Brookings Institute and the American Enterprise Institute confirmed the results using the 2015 data. Oh, my, my, my. So combining the 2013 to 2017 ATIS and limiting the data to respondents married and living in with their spouses to ensure that moms and dads represent similar households, I find a gap of about 40 minutes per day or 4.5 hours per week, about 59 for men and 55 for women. Well, ladies, you want equality, right? And men and women have to be equal. And we got to have equality of outcome too, right? I.e. equity, because you're all a bunch of socialists, right? A bunch of pinko commie scumbags, right? Part of why feminism exists, to bring about the communist revolution. Ladies, you need to up your game by about 4.5 hours a week. You've been complaining about that equality, yo. Get on it. But that's a big overall number that might obscure a lot of variation. Maybe moms are more likely to stay home. Not really. Where? The top 1%? It's not happening. Even if you are among the top 1%, a lot of people can't afford a single income household. What are you talking about? In which case, they want to have their career. Well, I have kids in that case. I don't get it. Anyhow, in which case, they put in fewer hours, but in cases where moms and dads both work for pay, women end up doing far more work. I don't think so. I don't think so. Ah, here we go. Yeah. Except that's not true either. At least if you take into account of the fact that when both parents work for pay, dads tend to work longer hours at their jobs. Right, right, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The men can still earn more money. Right. Yeah. The men still, by and large, go for the jobs that pay more because they're expected to earn more. Because, women tell them, I'm not opening my leggies unless you bring home the dollar bills. And so the dude goes out and he does what he's expected to do. And men are much more likely to work dangerous jobs and difficult jobs. So, of course, they make more money. Women are much more likely to become things like teachers and such, although some of them become nurses. Never get with a nurse, by the way. This is something noted in Josh Lev's book, All In. Once again, using my combined ATUS sample, I find remarkably similar time investments by working moms and dads in the same situations. Yeah, but you see, dudes are more resilient. We have a higher resistance level to stress. And so we perceive work, we perceive hardship, we perceive stress. I don't even know what that is, really. Word was made up, I think, in the 50s. That's a word that was created to get people in therapy. I'm stressed. Come on in, pay me $150 an hour to talk about your problems, which you can do to anybody. In cases where the respondent works for pay, so does the respondent's spouse. Dads do 62 hours worth of total work each week to mom's 59. You see, ladies, you're actually doing less, but because you're less resilient than us, it feels like more. You see how that works? And then you complain to us. Pick up the slack, man. Yeah, because that's our fault that you're weaker and less resilient than we are. I thought that was evolution. But anyway, in cases where both the respondent and the spouse work for pay full-time, dads do 63 and mom 62. Right? You're still falling behind, ladies. It's also possible to look at couples in which one partner doesn't work for pay. Though this must be done, by the way, we're all working for pay. And if you're a stay-at-home mom, you're also working for pay, and your pay is above your head. It's all around you. It's in your belly. It's underneath you when you're driving and sitting on your butt doing nothing while your kids are at school. And you should be doing something, but, you know, you get to stay at home, which isn't very many women, but it's a heck of a lot more than men who get to do that. How many stay-at-home dads are there? By the way, if you're a stay-at-home dad, you're on the fast track to divorce in most cases. She's not going to stay with you very long. So it's also possible to look at couples where one partner doesn't work for pay. Again, you're all working for pay. You know, she's working for pay. She's getting paid. Everything that she's eating, wearing, driving, imbibing costs money. Plus, she's also getting the pay in the form of meaning, of fulfillment, purpose with her kids and all that, and taking care of her family. But anyway, though this must be done carefully because different reasons for not working have different implications for how much work around the house one is able or expected to do. You mean it's a very nuanced subject? Nah, can't be. The effort is making it sound so simple. Dad lazy. Me hero. Yeah. Just imagine the different expectations you'd have for your spouse if they became temporarily unemployed, disabled, or decided to leave the workforce for the specific purpose of watching their kids. Well, I'm a man, so my expectations, I mean, they wouldn't change very much. I would expect her to take care of the kids more. I mean, I don't know. How would that, I mean, if we were both working, which would be the case, I don't understand. I would expect her to do what she was already doing, just more of it, right? To make up for the fact that she's now, not contributing financially. To account for these differences as well as possible, I looked at couples where one person works full-time, the other is out of the labor force but not disabled. Okay. All right. What do we got here? Total work hours of married parents by employment status. Dads, whoa. In every single category, they make more. They work more and they make more. So they contribute more and they work more, but you ladies are still complaining. Almost as if you wish you could stay home and have him fully support you. You know, that's an option, ladies. You could do that. Yeah, but then you'd have to give up your power and your victimhood mentality. No. I can't do that. In these couples, the working spouses work about the same amount, whether they're moms or dads, but the non-working spouses work a lot less if they're dads. How many of these people are there? I mean, how many dads, by the way, if they're working a lot less than their man, that's because they've learned to work smarter, not harder. They've applied their logic, their reason, their critical thinking skills to figure out how to do things in a more efficient, timely way. Plus, they're stronger, so they can get more done. And they're more resilient. So they can handle that higher pace of work. But how many stay-at-home dads are there? Not too many, yo. If they are, they're not going to be a dad in the first place. How many women are getting with dudes that want to stay home and raise the kids, huh? Among respondents who work full-time and have a spouse who is out of the labor force and non-disabled, dads work 62, moms 61. In the flip side scenario where a non-disabled respondent is out of the workforce, man or woman, you mean, and has a full-time working spouse, dads work just 33 hours to moms 46. Okay. So you're saying if the dad is a stay-at-home dad, 2 hours per day less work? Okay. Of course, stay-at-home moms are far more common than stay-at-home. Are you saying that if dads stay home, a stay-at-home dad will be lazier than a stay-at-home mom? I don't buy that. I think it's exactly what I said. The man gets more done. He moves at a greater pace. He moves faster. He doesn't lollygag. I mean, where are you getting these hours from women as compared to men? Is this just self-reporting? Or are you actually following them around and watching them do their tasks? So men are faster. We have greater stamina. We have greater endurance. We have more speed. We're more logical. We're better at prioritization, triaging tasks. We're better at planning. We're better at all the kind of stuff that allows us to work smarter instead of harder. Yeah, so it makes sense to me. Just because the man is working less doesn't mean he's getting less done. So men by and large are much more conscientious than women. I don't understand what the big deal is here. It just makes sense that men would get the stuff done faster. Women drag their feet and they work slowly at their own pace, humming and hawing and singing and dancing about the house as they do stuff. Everything women do takes longer. They slow walk everything. I'm not surprised by this outcome. So what? I bet you the men get more done in that lesser period of time too. And even stay-at-home moms do less total work than do full-time working dads. Married to a stay-at-home mom, 46 to 62. So this exception, while dramatic and worthy of study, is limited in terms of its effect to the overall comparison of moms and dads. Right, okay. I also can also make some other changes to the analysis to see if I can make things look worse for moms. For instance, say, yeah, let's do that, because that's all they do with men. And they lie, of course. For instance, household activities don't include grocery shopping in the ATUS definition. Huh, okay. But for our purposes, they probably should. Indeed, while we're at it, why not include all shopping along with caring for all types of household members, not just children? Still, the broad patterns hold. Dads in general work a little more, though the 40-minute gap is cut by more than half. Both working and both full-time households split their total time about evenly. Non-working dads with full-time... Non-working dads? Where are these guys? Where are women that are marrying dudes that want to stay home and raise the kids? And where are these women staying with the guy? They're not. non-working dads with full-time spouses drastically underperform non-working moms in the same situation. I don't believe that. Where are you getting these numbers? What do you mean underperform non-working moms? Come on. Are you saying that women are better at staying home and raising the kids and getting stuff done than men? I don't believe that at all. Get out of here. Show me the outcome. No. What do you mean underperform? They're just measuring time put in. They're not measuring actual outcome. I don't buy this. Come on. Get out of here. They'll neither work as much as do full-time working parents with non-working. You mean neither work as much as men that work full-time. I don't think most of the work that women do is actually work. Women are not doing any difficult jobs, so I don't care. They say they work. I just imagine some woman sitting there in an air-conditioned office reading something and commenting via email. Ooh, so difficult. And they think it is. That's how fragile they are. If the dad you're married to is pulling his weight, by all means, call him out on it. What do you mean not pulling his weight? Is he bringing home half or more of the household income? Then shut up. Don't complain, ladies. Judging from above, this is especially likely if he's out of the labor force. Where is this happening? Throw his ex-butt. This is BS, by the way. This is not true. Men are not underperforming women anywhere. Throw his Xbox controller in the trash. That's bad advice. Don't do that. Don't throw a man's stuff away, especially his gaming crap. Don't do that. It's not crap. He loves that stuff. Why would you do that? Throw his Xbox controller in the trash? What about the women? What about the women? Wipe the drool from his... This article is so disingenuous. I don't think this article is supposed to elevate men at all. This seems like very faint praise to me and a lot of backhanded compliments, and it seems like it's mostly just to do the same thing that shows like that Everybody Loves Raymond. Everybody Loves Raymond existed for, to make light of men's contributions and to essentially make fun of them. Kick him in the rear. How about we kick her in the rear? Why don't you say that, pal, huh? Why don't you talk about the real culprit here, woman, who do less? This entire study proved that, but you want to pick out like the 1% of dudes who are stay-at-home dads out of all married people with kids? You want to pick out the 1% and say, oh, well, studies prove they do less than women in the same situation. This small, very small, marginalized niche group, but let's make fun of them and then represent them as all men, right? Why don't you do that to the women? The women are the majority of the stay-at-home type that do very little. Well, they do less. Why don't you call them out? Eh? And again, you're just counting time. You're not counting productivity. Anyway, of course, attack the men, not the women. Kick them in the rear. Tell them to wash some dishes. But in general, we're doing just fine. And wash dishes. Who washes dishes? Get a dishwasher. What's wrong with you? What are you living in the 1800s? Who the hell's washing dishes? I mean, I wash dishes, but I live alone. I don't need a dishwasher. But I mean, yeah, you got a family. Get a dishwasher, man. There are, of course, some blind spots here. For one thing, moms still take the lead in managing family life responsibility that's not easily quantified. I don't know what you mean. What does that mean, managing family life? For another thing, you can always come up with new comparisons to make in search of disadvantaged women. What do you mean, disadvantaged women? I don't know what you mean by that. For an article that is supposed to be carrying water for men, you sure seem to be going out of your way to carry water for women and skirt the fact that they do less work than men across the board. No, you just chose to focus on the tiny, tiny, infinitesimal percentile of men who are stay-at-home fathers. And bash them, of course. Couples where one partner works full-time, the other works part-time, etc. I won't bore you or myself by digging into all that, and we'll instead just stipulate that I'm sure some of these comparisons are unflattering to men, just as others are unflattering to women. Yeah, but we got enough people beating up on men. And by the way, look outside, look around you. That was all built and is maintained by a man. So shut your freaking mouth and start criticizing women. I haven't seen you criticize women yet. The only time I saw you criticize anybody was criticize like 0.5% of men. And try to represent that as the whole of man. You wimp, you. Yeah, of course, he's not going to attack women. By digging into all that. So I won't bore you by digging into all that. And we'll instead just stipulate that I'm sure some of these comparisons are unflattering. Yeah. Got it. Some have also taken the approach of quantifying leisure rather than work, finding that dads get more of it. Dads do the harder jobs, generally speaking, that actually require physical labor. They need more leisure time, you pinhead. But, as also noted in All In, the additional leisure that dads get is canceled out by women spending more time on sleep and other personal care activities. Isn't that leisure? I don't understand here. What do you mean? Personal care. Like makeup? Plucking their eyebrows and sleep? That's not leisure? I'll further stipulate that when parents break up, moms are more likely to get the kids. You don't say. Which is a difficult situation to evaluate because there's little data on men with non-resident kids. Yeah, because nobody cares. Nobody cares about men, as your article clearly states. Even when you said you were going to try and be there for men, you bash them. But more pressingly, up to this point, I've completely ignored the blend of paid work and housework that men and women do. I've done this because I see paid work and homework as equally valuable. Only if the woman gives him kids. Only if she gives him kids. Like my brother. I haven't spoken to him in 20 years. He's a loser. He's a simp. He could have done much better than he did. He married a effinist heifer, fat pig woman, land whale of a broad, about 100 pounds overweight, and that was 20 years ago. I can't imagine how heavy she is now. And she didn't get many kids. And she quit her job not soon after moving in with him. And to this day, she hasn't worked, and he supports her and her parents. No kids. So I don't think her housework is all that valuable, yo. I don't think she does any, by the way. She's one of those bros that complains if you go out all day, support her and her parents, and then you don't come home and cook dinner for her and her parents. Yeah. The writer of this article is probably married to a similar broad, which is why he's bashing men and not women. And by the way, women are more bashable based on these stats than men. But he goes and attacks 0.5% of men. Meanwhile, the vast majority of married women, no. I'm not going to bash them. Nah, I'm just pointing out some differentials, and that's enough. That's enough bashing of them. You didn't bash them at all. And the question which is more pleasant is impossible to answer, given that paid work can mean anything from playing rock concerts for adoring fans to falling off a roof you're installing in the Louisiana summer. Except women are not going to be doing that. You disingenuous. Where are women up on a roof in summer doing anything? Ay, ay, ay. Preferences matter. How much more of this is there? Can I read any more of this? Oh, my God. I can't. This is too much. Wow. This is okay. I'll try. But wow. Oh. Okay. Well, I want to read this. It's absolutely true that women's work time tends to be weighted more heavily toward homework. Don't care. That someone committed to gender equity, the problem is obvious. Women claim to be committed to gender equity, but they actually don't pull their own weight. They don't do the actual hard work at home or in the workforce. Yeah, don't care. Don't care. Let's see if there's anything here I want to read. Yeah, don't care. He's carrying more water for women. One way that women have got more bull BS where he's carrying water for women. Focused on women. Excusing women's bad behavior, basically. What about housework? Women do more, which as we already seen is generally a problem only if you ignore men's greater hours at their jobs as a balancing factor, which women do, of course, because they don't care about men or men's suffering or contributions. And on top of that, there's very good evidences, Jonathan. Yeah, I skipped a whole bunch of paragraphs because all that was him trying to carry water for women and excuse women's bad behavior and try to make them look better than he should be trying to do. And meanwhile, he's not doing any of that for men. They're not blowing off necessary cleaning, or if he is, he's also attacking men at the same time. So that cancels out the concessions he makes for men. They're not blowing off necessary cleaning. They just disagree about how much cleaning is necessary, as is clear from the fact that single men with no kids do only half as much cooking. Yet there's that as well. Nobody ever thinks about that. Men are minimalists, okay? When we live alone, yeah, we don't clean as much. We don't upkeep the house as much because we don't give a crap. We don't care as much. Yeah, okay. We have different priorities, different preferences, right? Women roost, women nest. They spend all their time in the home, or they used to anyway. Evolutionarily speaking, they are more keyed to want the house to be tidy and in order and clean. Makes sense? Here we go. Oh, here we go. Yeah. In a marriage, both partners should be willing to do their fair share, whatever the hell that means. That sounds like socialist mumbo jumbo. I don't know what fair share means. If the work needed to get the house to a socially and hygienically acceptable level, whatever that means. Again, I don't know. But beyond that, the cleaner partner has no right to insist on a higher standard than his or her spouse wants to force. Yeah, okay. I don't care. I mean, let's be honest here. Women had it their way. Men would go to work, bring home all the money, bring home the bacon, and then come home and do all her work as well. Men should be free to lean out from work and do more with the kids. I don't care. Again, yeah. This article is this guy, this writer, pretending that he's acting like he's unbiased, but really it's just to stick at the men more, okay? And to try and excuse women more. But if couples in general tend to arrive at the opposite arrangement, we should respect their decisions and celebrate both kinds of contributions. Didn't you just say the opposite of that? They should get it to a socially acceptable, hygienic, and cleanly level, whatever that means. I don't care what socially acceptable is, honestly. Not with this kind of stuff. This kind of stuff should be negotiated. We should stop whining about dads as a group not doing their share, even though you just did that in this article. You said throw out their Xbox. They're a stay-at-home dad, and he's not doing enough in the eyes of the would you say the same? No, notice they didn't say the same about the women who are not pulling their weight across the board. Of course not. Because even he doesn't realize that he has a bias against men, as most men do, even. Yeah. Okay. This 13,500 respondents. So I include more than 13,500 respondents who are living with a spouse. Okay, so this is all self-reported. And women tend to exaggerate. These numbers, and by the way, the women are self-reporting how much they do around the house. We know they're exaggerating because that's what women do, and they still fell behind the men. Oh, love it. Anyways, that it? Yeah, I couldn't read anymore. I saw what this guy was doing, trying to cloak himself in male advocacy while at the same time bashing men and excusing women and trying to run interference for them. Yeah, Robert Verbruggen, you simp, you cuck boy. But anyway, let me know what you think. Personally, I think that this is a nuanced subject and that in general, men have always done more and will always do more just because that's in our nature. And women have simply been encouraged to complain more and they feel put upon more because they're not built for it. It makes sense if you think about it. You load a man up with 100 pounds of rucksack, and you load a woman up with the same weight. She's going to be feeling it a hell of a lot more. She's going to be bitching and moaning and complaining, and eventually a guy's going to remove half her crap and put it in his pack because he's a big giant simp. That's what women do. They bitch and moan and complain, so you'll take 50 pounds out of their rucksack and put it in yours. And then they'll bitch and moan and complain some more until you eventually just take the whole rucksack. And then you're carrying 200 pounds. And her, along with your rucksack. That's what women do, yo. They can't handle it. They're not built for the work. They're not built for the stress. They're not built for the difficulty. They're not built for the hardship. They're just not built for it. But because of, you know, effinism, they've been told they are. They've been told they can do anything a man can do, even better. And so, you know, they try to lay off as much on men as possible, right? Yeah, and blame men for as much as possible as well when they don't measure up, because they can't measure up. But of course, they can't admit that they are not enough, that they're not equal to the task. So what do? Blame men! But anyway, let me know what you think in the comment section. Are fathers lazy and women the heroes, or is it the exact reverse? Or is it neither? And it's just a bunch of propaganda and programming and nonsense talking points designed to divide men and women even further, as if they aren't already divided enough. Let me know what you think in the comment section. And please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already, and my YouTube. You'll find all these addresses, all my other platforms in the description. And also be sure to check out my GoFundMe. Support me there. I could really use your help. And maybe follow my Patreon. Anyhow, on that note, I'm out of here. I am the Realist Philosopher, and I wish you all good and a pleasant day. Take care.